Can't she just give King access to the comm channels from the Overseer's office? Seems like it saves us some hassle, doesn't it?
The board has shut off access to the CAM system. I don't like it either, but we'll have to do it manually.
Marlo and I have arranged for the access hatch to the mainframe to be unmanned for approximately 1 hour this morning. That's our window. It shouldn't be too bad once we get down into the inner workings of the Essential.
Access hatch? Seems a bit small.
You got sharp ears, Cadwell. I like that. Every sector has a few of those little manhole coverings that drop down into the Essential for maintenance. And as you may have noticed, Dean and I ain't the daintiest. So gonna need you on this one.
You okay with a tight squeeze, Mark?
As if our GPA friends didn't just shove me in a dark and solitary box for the last few weeks.
Come on, it should only take a few seconds. Just plug in the drive, and the system should take care of the rest.
We know which access hatch sits directly above the CAM server box. So we'll be in and out, buddy.
I don't know if I'd say we'd reach buddy status, but sure. I'll be your guinea pig.
I'll even let you use the good ping pong paddle when we get done with this.
I'm telling you, the other one has no grip. It's all worn out and... Fine. I already said I'll do it.
Well, there it is.
I mean, I didn't say anyone had been down there in a while.
You don't say.
It should only take a minute. Dean's dealt with the CAM systems before. Right, Dean? It ain't so bad.
Yeah, annoying sometimes, but not so bad.
Well, here goes.
I've made it to what looks like a little catwalk with wires hanging down from the ceiling. Shall I hop down?
That's the spot. Watch your step on that drop. I knew a tech who hurt his knee.
Oh, fire! Fire on Earth! You could have told me before I got into this stupid dark tunnel.
Yep, that's the spot. Sorry, buddy. You good?
Yeah, I'm fine, buddy.
The good news is you're almost finished. You should see a little input for that plug.
Yeah, I see it. Right below the screen that says CAM across it. Am I supposed to be sneaking around during all of this? I feel like I'm being watched down here.
Just try not to be too loud. No sense in alerting anyone to...
Please select your preferred language.
Shut up, man. Jesus.
Selection su idioma.
English. English. Please, and shut up.
I thought you said the CAM systems weren't that difficult.
I did at least say they were annoying. You okay in there, Mark?
Yes, stupid thing wouldn't shut up at first, but it seems as if it took our orders for King to be patched through to the Essential comms. Job's done.
Good work, Cadwell. Come on up and let's get on to this last step.
How am I supposed to jump back up? Oh, wait, there was a ladder leading down the whole time. I didn't have to jump. Oh, this is just fresh. This is just great. Risk my neck for what?
The good ping pong paddle, remember?
All right then, that wasn't so bad. I guess I go back to the suite for a late brunch. I'll cook.
The Songbird isn't taking time for brunch, Cadwell. We need to make our way over to Sector Echo right away. Marlo has a guard waiting for us with access to the security tramway.
Why do you think Songbird and King want access to Sector Echo? There's escape pods all over. Why these ones?
Your guess is as good as mine. Marlo has more intel than I do.
Please stay off the track. The train is arriving shortly.
All right, no nonsense. Get in. Hands at your sides. Marlo really has you all running around our ship like you own the place. She wonders why we're out here dealing with mutiny.
We're the good inmates, though.
Hey, talk back to me again and I'll break your thumb, Hick.
We just want to get on with our business, sir. Right, Dean?
Right. Pardon me, sir.
The unwavering team lead, Dean Parsons, tucking his tail for the GPA stooges, turns my stomach.
Just like the CAM system. In and out on this.
I still don't get why Marlowe is so eager to play into Songbird's hand. This is reckless, isn't it?
Time isn't on our side. The longer we wait to root him out, the worse it's going to be. If you can't avoid a collision, Dean, at least control it. You ought to give Marlowe more credit.
I guess I'm still just struggling to get over the fact that we're out here disposing of the GPA's dirty work. Marlowe hasn't shown a whole lot of remorse for all that, now has she?
What's it even matter at this rate? Honestly, I'm just happy to be out of that chamber they kept me in. If you saw what I saw, it would make that crate situation seem like a stroll through Kensington Park.
Another reference I don't understand. So what's the plan, Samson?
Well, at least we don't have any access hatches to shove Mark down. See that screen over there on the right? Just before the utility closet?
Yeah, I see it.
That's where we're headed. Just gotta log into the mainframe with the credentials we were given, and we should be able to unlock these pods.
What does it even mean to unlock the pods? Can anyone just take them out for a spin?
No, not exactly. All we're going to need to do is program these escape pods for a test flight. The test flight allows the pods to go to one specific location and back. But if that specific location is the causeway, I'd imagine these pods are going to be coming back empty.
And who decides when this test flight will be started? Is that something that you're programming in now?
No, that's something that needs to be set up by Marlowe herself. However, this unlocking procedure will allow her to do that. All escape pods have had a virtual boot put on them since King's little overthrow attempt. This is like prying off the boot.
My dad and I specialize in doing that back at our car shop in Pittsburgh. So if you had a boot, you'd call us, and we'd come load up your car onto our truck and pry it off for half what it cost to have the government remove it. It was a nice little run we had for a while, you know.
And done. That should do it. I don't know who we've got to let know that this is done, but I guess they got their ways of knowing.
Does this mean we can finally have that brunch now? Come on, I'm starving.
We sure can. And I owe you a rematch from last night. Tell you what, I'll beat you with that raggedy old paddle you can't win with.
You're on.
Good day's work, boys. I'm going to make some coffee. Any of y'all want some?
I'll take a cup. Thanks.
Marlowe, what are you doing here?
Come on, did we do that bad of a job?
No, quite the opposite. But the Songbird doesn't much like delays. My team already intercepted a message. Seems like it's addressed to you, Dean.
Again?
Yep. We found it just a few... You know what? Coffee actually does sound good. Samson, can you make some?
I was just about to say, I think it's best if we tackle this after a bit of GPA bean water.
I'm on it. But I'm making it my way.
That's fine. So as I was saying, the message isn't very cryptic at all. Most of their messages are running on such low or high frequencies that our scanners don't often pick it up. But this one seemed like they actually wanted it to be found.
All right. Hold that thought. Coffee's for the table, milk and sugar in them all.
You know I like my coffee black, Samson. Why go through the trouble?
I'm quite partial to Cafe Samson. Nice going, buddy.
Buddy, see? We are getting somewhere.
As I was saying, now that we've got our coffee, thank you, Samson, I think you should hear this.
Night. You finally join our chorus, but our song already has been sung. Now it is time to fly. The armory at midnight. Bring your friends, Dean.
So they want us to do what exactly?
Well, they certainly don't want us to just sit and chat in the armory. They want what's inside.
Are you going to give them that too?
Absolutely not. The three of you will head down to the armory tonight at midnight. Don't be late. I want this songbird in a cage by 4:15.
So what's the plan? How many guards are we about to have on standby if things go badly?
I already told you the plan. Guards? Get real. Dean, we can't risk this getting out. I assure you that yourself and Samson can handle the songbird and whatever little chickadees he brings along. I need him alive, though, so don't dip back into your old lives all of a sudden.
All we gotta do is deliver him to your team, right? Ain't gotta tune him up at all?
Delivery... only. We'll take it from there. Just get it done. See you later tonight. I'll make sure you all get box seats for this symphony.
Enough with the play on words. We get it.
Well done, Samson. Let him go. My men can handle it from here.
Hey, don't we know that guy?
In the chair, Songbird.
Songbird? This is him? What's your name, prisoner? And don't give me some code name.
It's much more than just a code name. I am Brother Warbler. You and your crew have bestowed the name Songbird upon me. I never called myself that.
We should have known it was this guy from the beginning. He was obviously leading the meeting at the lavatory.
I'm no leader. We are one murmur.
Enough with the wordplay. You're the one in charge of this coup.
A coup? I thought we were done with the wordplay. Oh.
Hit him again.
No one of us is in charge of this movement. We are just echoing the intentions of the one who will set us free. King, the true overseer.
You're telling me that you're all working together in harmony on this ship. No one is trying to edge out the other for a leadership role? I'm not buying it.
King sees us all the same. We don't grovel and beg for titles and ranks. We leave that to political hacks like you. While you and your boards and trustees fight over what words are allowed to be used in your polite society, we're busy working and building our nest. And soon, King's plans will be finished, and all of the hatchlings will take flight. You could have picked out any one of us, and they would have told you the same.
So, this means...
another dead end for you, I'm afraid. Although this meeting wasn't off or not. You see, the fact that I was abducted by your guards and little prisoner task force will let my brothers know exactly who can and can't be trusted. And now we know. King now knows exactly who can't be trusted.
King's eyes are bigger than his stomach. You have to know that he can't win.
You have no idea what he's capable of. Who are you to speak of King that way? The one who will bring us all from this hellhole and will join us in paradise. Die, Marlo. Just die.
I understand that you have these delusions that King is smarter than me, tougher than me. Anything you can think of. I'm sure you and your little friends think King just runs laps around me and my team. Perhaps you need a lesson in just how strong and smart I can be. Get him up.
Right away.
You see this little tube on your G-suit? We all have one, sure. Do you know what it does? It makes sure that your body, when out in space, can regulate oxygen properly. It's a necessity when out on the tide line. Now, this knife was given to me by my grandfather, who would whittle sticks with it on his property back home in Virginia. He always kept it sharp. Do you want to see how sharp?
You don't have it in you. You never get your hands dirty. You just make your underlings do it for you. That's just another difference between you and King.
No, you're right that I wouldn't dare get your worthless blood on my family heirloom. But I will put a small little cut in your oxygen tube. You feeling any different yet?
In an airlocked ship with fresh oxygen in the air? Oh no, please, not my oxygen tube.
Yes, quite. It won't do you much harm while you're in here. I guess I'll just have to leave you with my guard here while I think about how to handle this. Guys, come with me. Guards, make sure your helmets are on tight.
How are you going to take care of this guy?
You'll see. Mark, open that door to the observation room.
There goes your little bureaucrat. Gotta go talk with her boss before she can move forward with my solitary confinement.
Hello, Warbler. You didn't really think I was gonna let you bore him back to solitary confinement, did you? You see, the room you're in has two different doors. One that I just walked out of while you mocked me. And one that goes to the ship's hull. Do you know what that means? It means the outside. Deep, dark, nothing.
What, you're just gonna throw me out there?
That's a fantastic idea! Make sure those handcuffs behind his back are tight. Secure a utility rope to his G-suit. You see, you're gonna tell us everything that you know about King's plans right now. And if you don't, I'm gonna put you out on the hull. With that cut in your oxygen tube, your suit will be able to supply a fraction of what you need to breathe. Now, tell me what you know. Actually, you insulted me. You're going over.
Jesus, Marlo.
Even Jesus can't save this one. Not now.
Remind me not to get on your bad side.
Pull him in.
On it.
That was nothing.
Oh, nothing. Well, you just earned yourself a double shift out there. Congrats.
He's not going to give us anything if he's dead, Marlo.
Reel him in.
Reeling him in.
What the hell was that?
The winch isn't pulling him in.
Warbler, Warbler, do you copy?
It has begun.
What? Warbler! Damn it. We lost him!
Overseer, there's been a severe disruption in our reactor room. Our power grid is struggling mightily, and we lost three men in the explosion. All we have are our backup generators. You're gonna need to come down to the fusion core as soon as you're able. We need you on the floor.
I'm on it. Boys, put on those security uniforms. You're coming with me. Let's see exactly what has begun.